Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring, and my handsome husband Harold is helping our children get ready to leave us. It's a sad day indeed, but God is good. You know, have you ever been late to an appointment, or perhaps you accidentally overlooked one altogether? You know, there are people who have lost their jobs or didn't get a new job because they were late to an appointment. When you're going to meet your children or grandchildren's teacher for the first time, that's not really a great time to be late either. Of every appointment that you've ever had, there's one appointment you're not going to want to miss. God has scheduled this appointment for you before you were ever born. It's a part of your destiny. Did you know that? His purpose and his plans for your life. There are two scriptures we want to read out of Jeremiah. First is Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Jeremiah 1, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Our loving Heavenly Father has plans for us. He planned it all out for us, let me put it that way, even before we were born. And then the second one is Jeremiah 29:11. That's a pretty familiar one with us. And this is in the New International Version. And it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God's plans for you, understand it, God's plans for you are good. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe, who was tragically killed some years ago, once said, "Your life has the potential to fulfill your purpose. If, however, you imprison that potential, you rob your life of its purpose and fulfillment. You and every other individual on this planet possess an awesome treasure." And then he went on to say, "Too much of this treasure is buried every day, untapped and untouched in the cemeteries of the world. Much talent, ability, and creativity have been lost to the world for want of just a little courage. Many obscure men and women enter their eternity pregnant with potential with a stillborn purpose. Living with ability brings responsibility. Dying with ability reveals irresponsibility." What was he saying? Life is full of possibilities. Whether negative or positive becomes a choice that each one of us has to make. That's why the enemy does what he can to confuse us and to keep us from accomplishing that appointment God has just for you. The enemy wants you to live in the land of disappointment, discouragement, and depression. And many people, many Christians, have chosen to let discouragement cast its dark cloud over their life, thinking that they have missed the best life had to offer. Listen, 2019 is going to be a game changer for us when we decide that's what's going to happen. It's the game changer of life. From this point forward, we're going to be looking ahead and not behind. Looking at the word disappointment, like this disappointment. Dis means to cut away or to be separated from. Kids used to use it as a slang years ago, been dissed. Put the two words together and you see that by choosing to live in discouragement, you've allowed yourself to be cut away from or separated from God's appointment for your life. God's plan for you is to live a successful life and provide, he even provides a plan for you. Listen, he provides a plan for you to do so. However, his plan is going to require action on your part and my part. So here are seven keys to knowing God's plan, but we must know what the Word says about our future and the appointment He made for us. And we'll find that answer that we seek in the Word of God. First, read it. No matter where we are in life, living the dream or dreaming of a life worth living, we'll find the direction, encouragement, comfort, peace, strength, and power. Never forget that, the power we need in the Word of God. Acts 15, verse 31 in the Classic Amplified says, "And when they read it, the people rejoiced at the consolation and encouragement it brought them." Reading the Word will provide us with inside information about the plans and the appointments God has already made for us. Ephesians 3, verse 4 says, "As you read what I have written, you will understand my insight into this plan regarding Christ." I also need to point out that reading a verse once is not really enough to remember it. In fact, we recommend that you read James 1, verses 5 through 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible just over and over and over until it becomes ingrained in you, until you remember it, until you start putting it to use in your life. James 1, verse, starting verse 5 in the Classic Amplified says, "If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask God, of the giving God. Let him ask of the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault-finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering, no hesitating, no doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like the billowing surge at sea that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. For truly let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord." So what does that verse mean? It means that you need to, number two, second, understand it. In James 1, verse 19, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "Understand this, my beloved brother. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak and slow to take offense and to get angry." It's significant that in James 1, 19, it begins with the word understand, before we're told to be ready listeners. God wants us to not only read his word, he wants us to hear the word. He wants us to be able to understand and comprehend what we've read. In 8 different scriptures, we are admonished to hear and understand. God doesn't want us to be ignorant. It says, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1, Classic Amplified, it says, "Now about the spiritual gifts, special endowments of supernatural energy, brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed." King James Version says, I would not have you ignorant." God doesn't want us ignorant of anything in his word or his promises for us to have a life worth living, but that means that we have to hear it and understand it to get in the fullness of the word. Reading the word isn't enough. We have to understand what it is that we read. Number three, analyze it. As you read the word continually, daily, your understanding is going to grow. You know, it may not feel like it's growing, but as you keep reading it over and over, you'll be amazed at how much the Holy Spirit brings back to you. And with this growth will come spiritual discoveries and revelatory insight like we've never experienced before. That's why it's important to keep a pen and a paper close by so that we can make notes on things that we are now understanding. A lot of times I'll make a little note in the margin of my Bible. This process also provides us with opportunities to analyze the word and how it might be applied to our life. Applied, and that's what it takes. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive unto the obedience of Christ." If we want to be successful in everyday life, we have to take captive, make a prisoner, those thoughts that come into our mind And we need to analyze them, analyzing those thoughts, so that we'll be able to program our destiny and let the negatives in to take over. So here are four questions that we have to ask ourselves as we analyze the word. Number one, what does that verse really say? Number two, what does that verse really mean? Number three, how does that verse apply to my life or have to do with me? Number four, how can I apply this new understanding to my daily living? In Hosea 14, verse 9, Hosea 14, verse 9, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Let those who are wise understand these things. Let those with discernment listen carefully. The paths of the Lord are true and right, and righteous people live by walking in them. But in those paths, sinners stumble and fall." In our data retrieval system, the one that we need to be doing, whether it's a smartphone or whatever else, you know, we need to make a list of the six major areas of our lives: spiritual, family, financial, mental, physical, social. That's spiritual, family, mental, physical, and social. We need to know those key areas and what we want to do with them in 2019. We need to look into it as we start preparing for success for 2019. And I would say now is the time to start. Excuse me, even though we're not quite to 2019, now's the time to start planning ahead and thinking about what we're going to do. If you've enjoyed today's broadcast, we encourage you to go up to the place on the, my husband's so much better at this. Anyway, if it's been a blessing and you feel led to sow a seed, do it. But we just say, hey, praise the Lord, whatever you feel led, that's all we ask. And assumingly, my husband will join me tomorrow. And we will come back with you, and we hope you have the absolute best day ever. And as he would say, happy trails. And I say, keep thinking rich thoughts. We do love you. We appreciate you. We thank you so much. God bless.